This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, it's Monday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a great weekend.
We got a great topic for you today.
Self-will frustrates God's plan. We don't know if you knew that or not, but it does. And doing the same thing, meaning your thing, over and over, expecting things to change, does just the opposite. It doesn't change.
Right.
And it'll also drive you crazy. All right? So if you're ready for your self-will to stop working against you, then what we have to say today hopefully will be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And where do we find this? And this is actually whose words?
Jesus.
These are red letter words in Matthew.
Matthew 16, 25, right, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. I love to hear the pages of the Bible turn. Mm. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it.
Okay, and if you've heard that all your life, it doesn't mean that you have to sell all your possessions and go into some foreign country and be poor. That's mm-hmm. not what this is talking about. We're talking about when you examine your life and realize what I have been doing is operating out of my own will, and you realize it hasn't worked, and you decide I'm willing to try something else. There's the word again, willing, and this time doing things God's way. You're gonna lose that old life that's not working. That's gonna go away, yeah, because you're gonna get into a place where you're living for Him. And we want you to know it is an adventure and such a delightful journey to be living for God and being led by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing more enjoyable, as you would say, no better high than you that you've ever known.
That's right.
than being led by the Holy Spirit and following His will. You know, and knowing what that is and seeking Him about that, finally, for the first time in your whole life. Instead of overthinking it and doing what you think sounds good or fun or, yeah, that seems like the right thing. You know, let's just go on and do that. I'm feeling good about that. Instead of having a knowing in your gut that you're operating in God's will, there's no comparison. And that other way is so exhausting.
Yeah.
As we mentioned earlier this week, we have a kind of a theme this week. And in this particular one, we're talking about just letting all that go and deciding I'm going to live my life for the Lord and seek His will every single day. And you know what? It's an amazing way to live. And it's the only way to live when there's to find true joy and peace.
That's right. You know, it'll bring a harvest of rich rewards in this life and the life to come. You know, that's when our self-will, when we lay down our self-will, And let God, you know, God's will take over.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, what He does, you know, in the Word, it says that God really gives us an eternal view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where the worries of today, you know what? It is what it is. But you look forward to the future. You know, you look forward to walking this walk with God. And, you know, God, what do you have in store for me today? You know, because my self-will has been dragging me down for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I was all that in a bag of chips, you know. And you may be, okay. But how's that working out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you let God's will instead of self-will take over, man, I'll tell you what, it's an experience. And like you said, honey, a journey that's like none other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, we all have this self-will about us in our humanity, in our flesh, to where we think we know what's right
mm-hmm,
at times,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you know what? Things may go okay through
not,
your self-will, but...
Great. You're all
yeah.
right, you know.
But, you know, in the long run...
Where's the joy in that?
It's empty.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, God didn't, I guess, and you know, didn't ordain it. You know what I mean? God didn't... It wasn't His way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, That's what we're trying to say here today is just give up that self-will,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, self-will is not to be mistaken by self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
okay? By letting God's have, you know, God's will be done in our lives, that's where our self-confidence, our self-worth, our inner knowing that He's with us at all times comes from.
Well, and we want to break it down and make it simple. We're all about simplicity in what we teach. And it can be as simple as every day. Every day, people say, I don't know what God's will for me is. God's will for you every day, first of all, is to do the next right thing in front of you. And that would be when the alarm clock goes off, get up and get ready so that you can go where you're going and get there on time. Now that was difficult, right? Yeah, it can be if you're operating in your own will,
yeah.
deciding to lay there till the last minute and run late. That's not God's will. God's will wants you to have plenty of time and be peaceful and enjoy the ride to wherever you're going so that you can show up and have people be glad that you're there instead of wondering where you are and having to make up excuses because you're late or whatever the case may be. We're just trying to keep it simple. That's God's will for you every day. And continuing to live a self-serving life like that is frustrating. God's will, He cannot trust us with all these other things if we can't even, you know, get this little stuff right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of discipline that goes into letting go of our will and doing God's. A lot. But His way is always better. And dying to all those little foxes that the word says spoils the vine all day long where you've just gone on and done. You know, it's okay to tell a little, you know, little lie or, you know, it's okay to, you know, to take some of these things from the office. Nobody's going to know this company is so big or it's okay to just, you know, not tell them that they gave me too much change back or
mm-hmm.
all of those kinds of things matter. That's not God's will. He wants us to be in excellence, not perfection.
Right.
But to be in excellence because He sees all of that and He honors the kind of things that we do, especially when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
And that has to do with being, you know, having integrity. So going back to the whole thing about frustrating God's plan when we're operating in our own self-will, and that's just doing, just going along every day and doing, you know, what works for me. What is good for me, and just to heck with everybody else. That is not God's will. That's
right.
Doing your own thing, your way, operating in your will.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by doing that, I mean, I don't know what else to add to that, because that's, I mean, seriously, that explains everything as far as that goes.
We try to make it so big,
yeah.
and just start small with and ask God to reveal to you in your life where you're frustrating His plan. He's put wonderful dreams and visions in all of us, but we've got to be back here. We're like these boats sitting in a dock waiting to be put to sail, but while we're in the dock, you know, we're just missing out on all the things that we're choosing to do our own way instead of saying that is not God's way of doing this.
And part of God's will is to take care of our responsibilities. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to go see a movie and out to dinner, but my electricity is going to get cut off tomorrow because I can't pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you shouldn't go to the movie and the dinner and pay your electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think that would be God's will.
But
you
also,
know, take care of your responsibilities.
When He's showing you things to do and you continue
right.
to operate out of your own will.
You know, yeah, you know, let's go back to Genesis.
There you go.
You know. And believe me, we're not condemning anybody because we do the same thing at times,
mm-hmm.
okay? But
well, they chose the wrong thing to eat, and look what happened.
They sure did. Yeah.
We have that now. We sit before you. Good things and bad things. Now I'm stepping on some toes here. But it all started back then. They chose the wrong thing to eat, and look what happened.
That's right.
Self-will.
That's exactly right.
Is it easy to do things God's way? Not always, but boy, it sure works out in the long run.
It does.
In favor, His favor is upon you, and you can't even explain it.
Yeah.
Because he knows He can trust us.
Well, that's true. You know, and I tell you what, you know, people, you know, might be thinking, you know, well, how in the world did I get rid of this self-will? You know, this over doing the same thing over and over again and nothing working. You know, or maybe it's working a little bit, but it's not. Well, I'm not flourishing. You know, I'm not going forward. You know, like I should.
But the thing is, they're always got one more idea.
That's
we'll just
right.
try this one more thing, and you look down, and it's 25 years later.
Yeah,
you're still trying another thing.
You're never happy.
And then nothing's ever gone the way you
yeah.
in your heart want it to.
That's right. Well, you know, with God's will, He's always going to want to fill that void in you, you know, because that's, He does fill that void, and He wants the best for you. Okay, and when we make mistakes or we our self will comes into a situation, He'll let you know.
Yeah, it's like we wrote in our Monday word. You know, if you just spend, you just take every one day at a time and focus on what your responsibilities are for that day.
Yeah,
instead of changing what you can't and regretting the past and thinking about what everybody else needs to be doing, His way will start becoming pretty clear, and your thinking will be clearer and focused when you're just zeroed in with the pinpoint focus and laser beam focus on what God's will is for you. It'll all fall into place.
It will. Well, I tell you what, you know, if you want to lay down your self-will, I know, man, when I laid down my self-will almost 10 years ago, I mean, it completely changed my life.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have such a big personality and type A, and you want to get things done and don't want to wait. It was hard.
Man, it is. It still is.
It is for me, too.
But, you know, but I can see where God has progressed me and
in the bigger
you
picture
in so many ways. You know what I mean? I don't want to focus on my faults. God wants us to focus on our victories. Okay?
He wants us to work on our faults, but not focus on them.
Exactly. You and, know? And walk in victory.
That's right. And give yourself credit when you do make the right decision.
So, man, I did fall, you know, on this day.
But, hey,
but, man, I did this
yourself.
Good today. You know what I mean? And that's what God, you know, He wants us to learn. Learn from our faults.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're ready to lay down your self-will and accept God's will for your life, then the first way, the way to do it is to give your life to Him. Okay? And like we've said many a time, you know, we will never do this podcast without your chance to come to Him and have salvation. So if you've never done that before, or maybe you have and you've walked away and you're realizing you need to give your heart to Him. Or you might be in church for 30 years sitting in the same pew doing ministry or whatever. And you're just realizing, man, all I have is my self-will. I need God's will in my life. And if you would pray this prayer, please know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my self-will. And I am asking for your will in my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you were buried on the third, and you were buried and you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, thank you. I need your will in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what a topic. You know, we pray that you got something out of this, that God spoke to you in a great way. Find your church this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to church. Afterwards, ask one of the elders or deacons or whatever, hey, man, do you have a mentorship or discipleship program? Get plugged in and be persistent. This is your discipleship. This is your mentorship, your relationship with Christ. Be persistent and continue to, you know, get a mentor in your life.
And that's what God wants. He doesn't want perfection. He wants persistence.
That's
persistence
exactly right.
In our pursuit of Him.
That's right. Email us at livingitup.org. If you did give your life to Christ, we'd love to pray for you or any prayer request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, remember, self-will frustrates God's plan. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting things to change, does just the opposite. So if we're ready for this today and hopefully your self-will is going to stop working against you, then mission accomplished here on this end.
That's right.
We love you and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.